This is Cliffo and Gabby's podcast.
Cliffo and Gabby podcast. You've sort of been backing me. This is what real mates do. You've been backing me this week, even though I've been a little annoying and ranty.
About Christmas decorations.
Yes, and thank you.
I'm so sorry. I nearly sneezed. I'm good now.
Look,
it went away.
Your body can have whatever reaction it wants.
That's the reaction I get.
Your body can react however, because I've been an annoying little prick, essentially. I've been like, I'm all up at retailers.
You're just shaking your fist at clouds.
But I think a lot of people are with me, though. Like, not a lot yet. Of people are upset about retailers putting Christmas stuff out earlier and earlier.
It does seem to get earlier each year.
It does. So this morning we got Grace on, the Minister for Industrial Relations, to try and put a stop to it. How's that go? You'll find out in the pod. Plus, talking the best Women's Weekly kids' birthday cakes from the book.
All of them are good, let's be honest. But
so
there's probably one that stands out in your mind.
We meet the real Adams family as well for WTF Wednesday. That's today on the Cliffo and Gabby podcast.
I came up with a very strong conspiracy theory when it comes to limited edition flavoured chippies yesterday. And right now we are going to prove or disprove my theory.
It was hard for me initially to get on board with this because it's hard for me to say anything negative
about chippies,
the chip companies.
But then you found out you got to eat them and you're
Smith's,
like, I'm on board.
Samboy, Lay's,
Kettle.
Love all you guys.
Love them all.
Love what you do. Keep it up.
My theory, however, is the limited edition flavours are just the normal flavours where the machine has gone slightly wrong and the recipe was slightly off. And so it wasn't, you know, your typical flavour. It was slightly off the typical flavour. So they've come up with a batch of limited edition. And they taste
so
it.
So all
and
limited
they think,
edition chips are accidents.
Yeah, exactly. They taste it and they go, what can we label this as? And it all came about because I found gravy flavoured chips. Thank you, Hamish and Andy, who came up with this idea about 10 years ago on this very radio station. And they've brought them out as limited edition. And I tried them and I was like, this is just chicken. It's just chicken chippies that are slightly different.
And this is not like some half-cocked kind of idea that Gabby's just come up with. Because for years you have been saying all specialty chips. Like what was, so the prawn cocktail
the
one
prawn
you bought
cocktail,
a packet of.
That was a weird one.
And I think you said it was,
light and
it's just light and tangy.
It was slightly off, light and tangy.
With a little sprinkled fish food over the top.
Yes. So that's the theory. And now we're going to find out if I'm correct in the theory that I've come up with. So I've got both chicken and gravy chippies in front of you, Cliffo. And I want you to taste each of them and see if you can tell any difference. See if you can pick which is which. So go with plate number one first,
plate
please.
Plate number one. And I've taken this seriously too. I made sure I finished my coffee more than 10 minutes ago.
Cleansed your palate.
I've been drinking water.
Good.
To cleanse, and I've had nothing for probably the past 5 minutes.
Great.
So I've got full clean palate.
Okay. Please take chippy number one, put it in your gob, crunch it down. What flavour do you think that one is?
Can I try them both first?
Okay, try them both first. Okay, is that's number two now?
No.
Oh, okay, still number one.
Look, don't rush a fat guy.
I thought one chip would be enough, but okay. All right, we're going to keep going.
I'm going to cleanse the palate with a quick sip.
Okay.
Okay.
And then we'll go with plate number two.
Now.
All right, plate number two, please.
We move on to plate number two.
And both of these are Smiths.
I like how you're being like, all radio, like conscious of time and stuff. And I'm like, bitch, please.
I'm eating chippies.
I'm eating chips.
Both are Smiths and both are crinkle cut because I needed to keep the consistency the same because we don't want any mistake with consistency. Mm.
God, you're right.
Right? They're
exactly the same. Chip, I'm going to go from plate number two again. Don't rush me.
Another chippy from plate number two. Listen to that crunch.
Okay.
Which is what?
Are you ready? I'm going to say that even though they taste exactly the same, you're right. Plate number one is the gravy and plate number two is the light and tangy.
And you can only tell because
of the
chicken.
Because they've made the...
Yeah.
The gravy one, kind of like a brownie coloured chip. Am I right?
And the chicken one has a little bit of like green sprinkled on it. Have you noticed? There's a little bit of like a green, like a...
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So it's the colour difference, not the taste.
Hold on. I'll keep eating. And I'll get back and confirm the green thing to you very soon.
These are the chats that have you thinking WTF, and there is actually a family in the UK that are dubbed the real-life Adams family who have a ghost child and drive a hearse. as just their normal mode of transport. And they're joining us right now, Kimmy and John from Cheshire, UK. How are you guys?
Hey, my good, thank you. How are you?
Good. Really cool, thank you.
It's great to have you guys on, Gabby. You said at the start these are the chats that have us going WTF, but today's chat has me going da-da-da-da. Because you guys have been described as the real-life Addams Family. Let's get into it at the start. You guys have a ghost hunting business. Where did the passion for that start?
So before me and Kim actually met, we used to love ghost hunting individually.
Oh.
But then obviously we met and then we started just going to different venues around England, different old venues, and we went from there, ghost hunting, and then we started our own business.
So why the hearse? Why do you drive a hearse around?
Well, Morticia. Morticia, the hearse is called. we think it suits our business. So, we love Morticia. She can fit all the ghost equipment in as well, and she can fit our weekly shop in. So I can fit all my dresses in when I go to Selfridges and what have you.
She has a lot of them.
I'm looking at photos of Morticia right now. Reminds me a lot of the hearse that carried the Queen's coffin. When it was driving around Scotland and then to Buckingham Palace. Like, it's got those really big glass windows in the back. And I'm actually looking at a photo of Morticia even just going through the Macca's drive-thru.
Oh, well, there's a story. We've actually got banned on that drive-thru. We got kicked out.
Why?
We were in the drive-thru, just going through the drive-thru, and obviously we had a few press taking pictures. Normal daily life.
It's pretty full on though.
Normal daily
getting
life.
Banned from McDonald's.
You guys,
no, you'd think it'd give more publicity, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Oh, true. You guys also have a ghost child. Now, please explain what you mean by that and what's happened there.
So, since we started ghost hunting, we've been going around to different places, and when we pick up stuff, we always get the same responses from a young. Probably like a young female child, very, very young. And we even see her in the house, our house, different places we go to. So we call her our child, really. Yeah. She always hangs around with us.
Yeah, I've heard of that before. It's not completely, for people in your world in ghost hunting, it's not completely strange for a ghost
to attach,
is it?
No, not at all.
Yeah, we've got a picture of her as well, and she's actually pink.
Yeah,
she's a pink ghost. So we're yet to show those pictures, but we will one day, won't we?
I'll get shared.
Just thinking, I'll put it out there. If you guys are looking for a vessel, I know you said you haven't released the photos, but if you guys are looking to get the photos out there of your ghost daughter, we've got an Instagram. Like, we'd love to be part of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll work for that. Yeah.
Look, we'll leave it for now, but, you guys are in contact with producer Alicia. I'd love to see those photos and get them out on our Insta at Cliffo and Gabby. But for now, Kimmy and John, the real-life Addams Family, driving around in a hearse. It's been so good to have you guys on for WTF Wednesday. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Cliffo and Gabby.
Mega, mega!
Super awesome!
Birthday extravaganza!
Happy birthday!
Party to stop all parties. It's going to be happening next week, which we have not mentioned yet. So it's not far away. And to get into the party spirit, we've been talking birthday cakes.
Yeah, and we should say Bridie and Chloe, by the way.
Bridie
turning
and Chloe,
nine.
Our beautiful twins.
We need to acknowledge that every time. It's their birthday.
You're right. It's not ours. It's theirs.
It's theirs. Bridie and Chloe turning nine, and Natasha, their mother, the happiest woman in Queensland.
She doesn't have to lift a finger to organise this party because we are doing it all for her. But when talking parties and birthdays, of course, cakes come up into the conversation. And the ultimate cake is, of course, the Women's Weekly birthday cakes. We've all grown up with them here in Australia, and there is some very, very cool cakes.
We've had some very orkies conversations with producer Alicia, who is a pommy.
She has no idea.
And she...
What is this Women's Weekly
trying
thing?
Trying to convince, like, I promise you, this is actually a really big thing in Australia.
Huge.
The Women's Weekly children's birthday cake book.
It's huge. Massive. Everyone grew up with these cakes. I remember when I'd pick out a cake for my mum to make of my birthday,
She
would have pages that had crosses on them where I wasn't allowed to pick those ones because
they were too hot.
So I only had a few that I could pick from. She was smart.
Did you have a favourite growing up? Like, because I asked the question because mine, I think it was my 9th birthday. I don't know why, because I wasn't very musically inclined and I never played the piano. But my mum made
the piano
cake with the chocolate icing, with the ebony and the ivory. And she even got like a little candelabra thing.
Oh,
I don't know where from.
Probably the Barbie set or something.
Maybe. And had a little candelabra on the top as well.
Nice.
Good job, Leslie.
My favourite that my mum made me was the clock with the mouse running.
Oh, the hickory dickory clock.
The hickory dickory dock clock.
Yeah.
Yeah, my mum made me
that
one.
Don't say that wrong on air. It could go very wrong.
She said a great one.
Dock clock, everyone.
Hickory dickory dock. Clock. You got to make sure you're really pronouncing those words. But that was my favourite, I reckon. But God, there's
great
so
one.
Many. I reckon we're going to have to make one of these Women's Weekly cakes as a bit of a tester because tomorrow being the public holiday, we've got plenty of time. But to get a bit of inspo, 13, 10, 60. What is the best Women's Weekly cake?
Give us your faves on 13, 10, 60. Mm. You didn't have to have made this.
No.
Maybe you had it as a child.
Maybe you always wanted it.
Maybe you've dreamed of making it. Maybe you always wanted it. Maybe someone else made it, like those perfect parents that have the perfect family.
And you went to your friend's party and they had the awesome, like, Humpty Dumpty on a wall cake. And you were like, that's ridiculous.
Let's list some of them. Like, because I liked the train. That was one that sticks in my mind. The duck. With
the chips as a beak.
Mm-hmm. The one that I always wanted, but mum said no because it's too hard, is the swimming pool with jelly for water.
Very cool.
I got a thumbs down to that.
I think I did too, to be honest.
My 7th birthday was crap because of it, mum.
You just got a 7 in cake form, probably.
How we... The numbers, by the
numbers.
Way. Easy.
So easy.
What about the 8? You just get one of those cake tins that's
out.
Round.
Yes!
So easy.
Jacinta Ardern's here. She's made the piano and the bunny. You know, the big bunny with the ears?
So it goes over to New Zealand.
Yeah, so New Zealand must be in on this too.
As well too.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Megan's here. Megan, the Women's Weekly Children's Birthday Cake Book. What an institution.
It is. I'm about to get it out for my daughter's 9th birthday.
Good on
very
you.
Cool.
Good on you. Don't cut corners and just make the number 9.
No.
They're the
What's
easy the ones we've decided.
What's the best cake in the book?
The one that I remember the most, I made it for my 18-year-old's first birthday was the fairy mushroom.
Is that kind of like a toadstool?
Yeah.
Right.
With that one, it's all about the accessories, like the mini fairies and all that sort of stuff.
Oh, that's a good little tip.
Yeah, the accessories make it.
When Megan said the fairy one, it made me think of the, you'd get like a Barbie doll and the cake was like the dress.
Yeah, it looked like a toilet cover.
Yeah, like the toilet cover
toilet
one.
Toilet paper cover.
That one was very popular.
Yeah.
Shane's here. What was the best Women's Weekly cake, mate?
Mate, I want to put a vote in for the train cake that was made for me as a kid. I thought that was awesome.
The train cake was the best because every trailer could have a different lolly in it too.
Yeah, I remember a birthday cake and there was popcorn in one.
Oh.
I think there was like red frogs
jelly beans
in another.
Yeah, so good.
Yeah, and the marshmallow wheels.
Yeah, classic. And I think it was marshmallows, and you get a little bit of wire or something with
the
smoke as well. Yeah.
Yes.
Chloe's here. What was the best Women's Weekly birthday cake?
Well, it wasn't a Women's Weekly cake. My mum actually made her ex-partner a Stormtrooper helmet.
Cool.
Definitely not in the Women's Weekly because they don't have Marvel rights.
Should have not let Chloe through the gatekeeper there. We are strictly Women's Weekly only. Megan's here. Megan, what's the best Women's Weekly birthday cake?
Good morning. Well, I remember like about 17 years ago at high school, we had to do a project and my parents pretty much got out the Women's Weekly book and you had to choose one. And I did the bunny because, like, it was a bit easier. You know, you had the licorice and the whiskers. But
licorice whiskers, I was going to say. I remember that. What was your fave?
Yeah. My favorite is definitely the doll, because when you're a little girl, you get a doll and it has the marshmallows around as the dress and, you know, it's far more complicated.
Yeah, because it's more 3D that way. The ones that are just flat cakes decorated are so much easier.
So much easier. Very much like you said before, though, reminds me of the toilet roll cover. Just quickly, Lara, see, you made the train cake, but it didn't go to plan?
Not exactly.
What happened?
I dropped it on my dog.
Yeah.
I'm sure he enjoyed it.
That's, dog's like, best birthday ever. Sorry, Gabby. I know you love it, but kill it.
I know. We're not allowed to yet.
Because I have been on a rampage this week at retailers who, and it happens every year, the Christmas decorations go up and they go out on display earlier and earlier. We put it out there. And it was decided by you, by the listeners of the show, that November 1 is the appropriate date for Christmas decorations to be on sale.
I'm going to say 1st of November.
November 1st for decorations in the shops.
Anytime after Halloween.
Halloween this year is the last day of October, 31st of October. So, 1st of November. Now, despite that, retailers not listening.
haven't done anything about it.
Still, I walk the aisles of Kmart and I see Christmas stuff on display. So to try and rectify this, we actually have a minister on the phone. The Minister for Industrial Relations in Queensland is Grace Grace, and she joins us to talk about this very important topic. Grace Grace, good morning. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Cliffo and Gabby, although important topic has a bit of a question mark.
Yeah, you probably do have bigger fish to fry, but we're going to ignore those bigger fish right now.
I think this is at the top of the intray, Gabby, to be honest. Before we sort of get into the nitty gritty of this, Minister, I want to play back to you. I actually wrote a letter to the retailers of Queensland yesterday. You can get this on our Facebook, at Cliffo and Gabby, but I'll just play a bit of it back to you very quickly. Your continual disregard of the appropriate Christmas season has gone on far too long. Each year, trees, baubles, and other Christmas crap is on display earlier and earlier. As decided by the people of Queensland, this is to cease immediately. Is it shocking to you that that didn't work, Grace?
I am not surprised whatsoever, to be honest with you, Cliffo and Gabby. No, I'm not surprised, yes.
Is there any way that we can get this passed as legislation that retailers are not allowed to put Christmas decos up until the 1st of November?
Now, while I've got a bit of power as Minister for Industrial Relations with regards to trading hours and declaring a public holiday like we're having on Thursday, the 22nd of September.
Tomorrow, yeah.
Unfortunately, there's not a lot that I can do about restricting when certain items can be sold. But I do blame two things for this.
Okay.
I have to share this with you.
Yep.
Who started Christmas in July?
Oh, yeah.
And who started celebrating Halloween?
In Australia.
Yeah. See, all of our traditions are going out the window, and so retailers are having to meet demand.
Oh, wow.
And remember, you can get these items online for, 24 hours a day, seven days a week. Just Google Christmas decorations and up it comes.
Right.
So there's a few things I think that is motivating the retailers, unfortunately.
Right. So you're not going to help us, essentially, Grace.
No, and I think the only way you're really going to succeed, both of you, is if you do a jingle. There has to be a jingle with this.
Okay.
You have to write the jingle of all times. You have to use
some of our jingles before.
That there is. I've heard some of your jingles before and I love them.
I like that you're playing to my vanity.
And passing the buck at the same time.
Passing the buck at the same time. I expected more, Minister Grace Grace. Everything else good. Education's good. All the other industrial stuff.
Going really good, thank you, Cliffo and Gabby. But as they say, the impossible done at once, miracles take a little longer.
Well, I will keep banging the miracle drum. We will ban Christmas displays until after November 1st. Even if you can't help us, Minister Grace Grace, we tried. We tried.
You did try.
Thank you for nothing.
Well, maybe.
I'm calling the last week a very fainty week. Faints are hot again. Faints are the new black.
They're a good story.
Faints are fashionable. After about a week ago, a bit under a week ago, we saw one of the Queen's guards dramatically faint in front of the Queen's casket.
Yep.
Fast forward to like just 24 hours ago at the Queen's funeral, one of the bobbies, one of the coppers, they were everywhere. Did you see two big like semi-automatic weapons and stuff like guarding the side of both roads? They were everywhere. You know, the bobbies with the policemen with the big helmets and stuff.
Yeah.
And one of those guys dramatically fainted and had to be carried away on a stretcher. And I told the story. Actually, here's another one, because I'm a fainter.
You are a fainter.
I fainted on an international flight. Ooh. And I was the reason that we had the captain going, yeah, excuse me, do I have a doctor on board? Two. There was
two. Who were
two.
You with?
Qantas.
No, I mean like passenger. Like, did you have someone else travelling with you?
No, I was dating a woman named Qantas at the time. She was lovely. 131060 is our phone number. We want your faint stories.
Yeah.
Because if you're a fainter, you remember your most dramatic faints, don't you?
You definitely do.
131060, lots coming through. Lisa's here right now. Lisa, are you the fainter or did you just witness the fainting?
No, I was definitely the fainter. I was getting married. I was stood at the altar with my groom in the middle of saying the vows and I fainted.
In the middle of saying the vows. Was that an omen or are you guys still together?
No, definitely was an omen. No, we only lasted 3 years. It was a long, long time ago.
You should have listened to your body.
I woke up to my dad saying, Lisa, have a Tic Tac. I don't know what he thought a Tic Tac was going to do.
What did dad think you do?
A Tic Tac.
Lisa, what are you doing? You haven't eaten enough Tic Tacs today.
That was Cliffo and Gabby's podcast.